This week on the Georgia Health Report, with cases now confirmed in the U.S., we discuss what we know about the new Omicron variant.
I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, Communications Director for the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, Editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, there's a lot that scientists don't know about this latest variant, but what information do we have?
Well, essentially, this variant popped up in southern Africa, and it has concerned scientists because it has many mutations. Omicron has been found in Western Europe as well as in southern parts of Africa, also Canada. And there's concern about how transmissible it is, how much severe illness it can cause, and whether the current vaccines will be effective as they have been for other variants.
And the data from South Africa seems to suggest that Omicron isn't causing more severe illness, but it's more contagious. Is that right?
We know in South Africa that the people who have been infected by Omicron have tended to be younger people and fairly mild cases. We hope in the next couple of weeks to determine how well the vaccines work against it. And we hope to figure out how severe the illnesses that are caused by it.
And we have heard statements from CEOs of pharmaceutical companies who are saying that a new vaccine may be needed. But do we have any data to back that up right now?
Well, we don't know yet how the current vaccines are performing, but we do know that the companies that have been making the COVID vaccines, namely Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and Moderna, have indicated that they can reconstruct their vaccines to target a variant that can elude the effectiveness of the current vaccines.
And what does the emergence of this variant say about the global vaccination effort?
Well, one thing it shows is that in some countries that are not affluent in general, vaccines are not as available in those countries in the developing world.
This disparity in wealth and vaccine access, what does this mean for the pandemic?
Well, it means that COVID is going to keep infiltrating our countries. The U.S. is worried about travelers coming from South Africa. In fact, we have a travel ban now. Something that happens in a foreign land can affect us in many ways, not just travel, but economically. And we know that there's some consideration and some fear that this could have big economic effects on our country and other countries.
So does Omicron give new urgency for adults to get a booster?
I think it does. I mean, I looked at Georgia's vaccination rate this week, and it fully vaccinated was only 51% of our residents. So clearly, we need more people vaccinated. And of those who are vaccinated, we need those people to get booster shots. I think those are the best protections, and also just taking other precautions, washing hands, social distancing, wearing masks inside in places where you don't know the vaccination status of the other people, such as a grocery store.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or dpbnews.org.